This is Wade Breskey with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Katy Perry and her collaborators are going to have to pay $2.8 million in damages for copyright infringement with her 2013 hit, Dark Horse, having borrowed from an 11-year-old Christian rap song. PinkMeth.com is a website devoted to humiliating women with shaming contents under their nude photos and links to their social media sites. They've been sued by Women Against Revenge Porn and women who've been victimized by former partners. Some scientists believe it would be better to fight pollution by focusing on reducing concentrations and exposure across the entire population rather than attaining regulatory thresholds which can incentivize polluting in more compliant areas. Virtually all top medical journals require authors to disclose potential conflicts of interest, but only 12% publicly disclose their own editors' financial ties, according to a study of 130 influential journals in 26 medical specialties. India's Hindu nationalist-led government moved to revoke the special status of Muslim-majority Kashmir, cutting off communications and the internet and deploying troops there, expecting resistance. Slightly more than two-thirds of cancer patients treated in the U.S. are cured. New Zealand's government is planning a vote to update the nation's abortion law and take it out of the 1960s Crime Act. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a Louisiana case challenging non-unanimous juries for convictions before 2018. The voters approved unanimous juries after 2018. Six of the deadliest mass shootings in the last 10 years included military-style firearms, but half of recent mass shootings used large-capacity magazines, holding more than 10 rounds and allowing dozens of shots before reloading. The internet hate site used by El Paso and other mass killers, 8chan, went dark at least temporarily when Cloudflare, that protects websites from denial-of-service attacks, and Tucows, which registers web addresses, eliminated its address. Federal Reserve has moved to expedite paycheck processing more quickly by creating a real-time payment system that would make paychecks and money transfers available almost immediately. Called FedNow, it would be available by 2023 or 2024. Banks are whining about it. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.